C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking...
Okay. If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R, okay. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to C-I-T-R 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah. I still dream of Organon. I wake up crying. You're making rain, and you're just in reach. When you in sleep escape me, you're like my need it special.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
And welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And I had two things that I wanted to do at the top of the show. One was thank everyone that donated to CITR during last week's fund drive. We raised almost $18,000, which is remarkable, and I'm so grateful for all of your support. Dunkin' Donuts itself raised $2,500, so that was also great to see. So thanks, everyone. We really pulled our weight, and yeah, I really appreciate all of your support, and I'll be thanking you individually, but that was really great to see. So yes, thank you for all of that. And I also wanted to play a song for my friend Parmita, who just became a mom. So happy parenthood, Parmita and Alvin, and very excited about your new baby. And so I played a Kate Bush song, one of Parmita's favorites. And I thought Cloud Busting was a good song to play. So all the best to the three of you. And Parmita used to have this time slot way back when, before I started in 2005. So I felt it was important to get that out there. All right, on today's show, we have some really fresh tracks. Franco Rossini, also known as Gal, from various bands around town, has just released a brand new track like half an hour ago. It got posted. So very lucky that I checked Instagram when I did and saw that. So I'll be playing that in a few minutes. I've got some new artists, some new Eve Jarvis. He just released a new album, and like a great assortment of tracks. I'm excited to share this music with you, and I'm going to start with some Maneater. Maneater, Lindsay and Dan are ramping up again. This is the second single they put out in the last little while. They're going to be opening for Devours on March 8th at the Rickshaw for Devours' LP release. It's a good time. Get in on the ground floor with Maneater. They are they're going places. That's what I have to say. So here is a very ruckus track from Maneater. Here is The Prize. Buckle up. It's a prize for your ears. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. From the album entitled Bad New Days, that was the song Casino Messiah from the band Midnight News, one of Monotape's major or one of Monotape's artists. Before that, we heard Cruel Sport from the split tape Cruel Apple Nice Sport from, I'm going to say 2017, but I don't actually have it written down here. Well, let me see. Can I see? No, I can't see. That was the song Best Day. Love Cruel Sport. Before that, we heard The Artists from their new album, I Love The Artists. That was the song Screw. And at the top, we heard The Prize by Maneater. All right. I teased it before. Now you get to hear it. Franco Rossini, Rossino, has just released or just announced a new cassette, also on Monotapes, called Number One. And the first single is called Had Enough. I haven't. I've listened to it a few times now. I haven't had enough, Franco. You got to keep delivering. Can't wait to hear the whole record. Here we go. Here is Franco Rossini on CITR 101.9 FM.
This shit, it's a crime. I'm ashamed to admit it. I've wasted it trying out four different versions of an overset line by an identical image stacked up to the nines. And I get that you're here for good times, so whatever they're selling, you're already buying. But the dream you were sold was a lie. Like a gun that shoots Looney Tunes bullets all flying with muscular arms and big angry eyes. When they miss, they just circle back, realign, and take out your sanity. Pour out your mind into barrels and barrels of thick green slime that they sell to some nerdy collector online. And price, it just keeps going up every time till you're fully consumed now. You're in a right bind, and the more that you fight it, the faster you'll find that the wit that you sharpened is making you blind. You're stuck in a mirror, you're screaming and crying, but no one can hear you, boxed up like a mime. Break out while you can and stay out of the light. You gave it a shot, and I'm glad that you tried. It's getting so late, and you're well past your prime now. Just try and forget it. Sure, you'll be fine. I've had enough of this place, it's amazing. I can't see the look on your face, what I'm saying. And I can say anything here, it's a shame that it seems that we lost something good just by paying. Sad all these angry ass people complaining, saying it used to be cool on this page, and now it's a contest of who's most arranged or what's the most popular station. Are there more than three people in this conversation, or are most of us listening quietly impatient, eating our popcorn, just trying to gauge if some other stranger is worthy of pain, or what's the best way to maximize gains, or how do we feel about this entertainment, or here are six things you can do to get famous, or here's some people with no education who figured out how to make bank from their basement. Here's why my God is best, now say amen. Here's how you should be sleeping in your bed. Here are 10 funny things that Trump said. Here's why you can't seem to make rent. See, you just need to buy an Ithaca Mag 10. Load it with lead, write a letter and hit send. Open your mouth and let it all sink in.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
It's as if I'm looking at a corner of the sky through a cardboard tube. I'm impressed, it seems huge. This is my idea of bottomlessness. Too small a slice of the night sky through an empty paper towel roll without even trying. Wild winds find me from a place I'll never know.
Right, that was MJ Lenderman from the new record entitled Manning Fireworks. That was the song Wristwatch, and MJ Lenderman's going to be in town tomorrow night. Very, very sold out show at the Rickshaw, and he's also coming back in September, and that show sold out. I was on like Ticketmaster, which I hate, at 10 a.m. the day the tickets went on sale, and they were immediately all snatched up. It was very frustrating. So I don't know. If you have a spare ticket for September, I can't make it this Friday regardless, but if you have a spare ticket for September, look out for your pal Duncan. Maybe help him out with a ticket. Yes. Before that was a sold out show that I did go see and was fantastic, Mount Erie. From the new record Night Palace. He kicked off his new tour in Vancouver at the Rickshaw. That was the song Empty Paper Towel Roll, a much more rocking the rocking version of Mount Erie that we sometimes get. The last couple of times I've seen him in town, it's been a much more contemplative performance, but he really brought it out on last Thursday. Before that, Lady Hawk from their album No Can Do. That was the song Evil Eye. And at the top, we heard Franco Rossino, the brand new EP just announced, number one. That was the song Had Enough. All right, it's now my special privilege to welcome a guest to the studio. Hello, guest. Can
Hi,
you say
Duncan.
Hello? Who are you?
My name is Raylani, and this is currently, I'm living out a longtime dream of mine to be on the show, so thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So you aren't on campus much anymore, but you've been a student for a number of years and
yes.
Audio maker.
Yes, I took your class a few years ago.
There you go. Yeah, so it's great to have you here in studio, and you brought in some music that you wanted to play.
Yeah, I brought in a song by Townie, and I saw this band at the Woodstove Festival in Cumberland last year, and this song is called Born to Lose. It's kind of a sad song, but it feels good.
Yeah, that's some of the saddest songs do. And where, then that you mentioned they're from Lillooet?
Yeah, I don't really want to mess this up, but I think at least some of them are from Lillooet, okay. As I understand. Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, well, let's hear Townie. This is the song Born to Lose. Let me make sure I put on the right thing. Here we go.
I was made to love my lady. I was born to love that girl. Me, I wouldn't lead the life of a fool. She's got eyes like diamonds, they twinkle and they shine, but they shine right through me. I ain't the worthy kind. When she smiles, it's like a sun ray, and she's cool as a breeze. I ain't never seen no sunny day. It's ever brought me to my knees. I was made to love my lady. I was born to love that girl. But she just won't have me. So I wander this empty world.
deserve your time. Told you nobody's stories, they sure as hell weren't mine. Nobody's stories, they sure as hell weren't mine.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
We'll be right back.
right, it is 1 p.m. again. That was Q Lazarus with a new wave version of their most famous song, Goodbye Horses. And that is from a compilation called Goodbye Horses, The Many Lives of Q Lazarus, which is timed for the release of a new documentary about the mysterious artist that is Q Lazarus. Before that, we heard Hildegard from Montreal from their album Jour 1596. That was the song Remember Me. Before that, we heard Goats and Lasers from the new EP Throne. That was the song Spiraling Outside the Jazz Bar. Indeed. Before that, we heard Eve Jarvis, also of Montreal, from the new album All Cylinders. That was the title track. And at the top, we heard Townie with their... what song it was. Born to Lose. That's right. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be back next Thursday. And once again, thanks so much for all the great donations. Very much appreciate your support. If you ask for swag, I hope you enjoy your fanny packs and pennants and pins and everything else. And just really thanks so much for all of your support of CITR and Independent Radio. Going to close out with some Crass. Definitely feeling... really freaked out about everything happening geopolitically right now, especially in the South, but you know, here as well. So I thought a Crass song would be appropriate. This is I know it from their compilation Best Before 1984. This is the song Major General Despair, and maybe it'll be cathartic for you too to hear some Crass. Okay, here we go. Here's some Crass. See you next week. Be good to each other. See you then. Bye. Whose side you on? Whose side you on? Right, share with us.